Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm here in Valletta, Malta at the International Council of Nurses meeting, and I'm speaking with Matsisela Mlanga, who is head of the Emergency Disaster Preparedness and Response for the Ministry of Health in Swaziland. But the reason I'm here speaking with Matsisela is not so much because of his present job, but because of his work in setting up the Wellness Center for Healthcare Workers in Swaziland. And I'm going to ask Matsisela if he would talk about how the center came to be. Matsisela?
Thanks a lot. The center started in, brainstorming about the center started in 2004 when the country Swaziland was faced with a problem of actual problem of high disease burden because of HIV and TB, as well as migration of nurses to other countries for work. And then we realized we were faced with the actual problem. And again, because we were a National Nurses Association affiliated to ICN, we saw that we will not have a National Nurses Association in the near future because of the disease burden. Nurses were infected and also were leaving out because it was not a safe place for practice. Bedside nursing was not a preferred job at that time because of that picture.
Matsisela, tell us what you told me just a little while ago about the whole graduating class from the university.
Yes, in 2004, we also saw a graduating class of 40 leaving the service area to join other organizations. Some migrated, you know, going out of Swaziland. And the major reason was the disease burden. People could not cope with the bedside nursing anymore. They were looking for something else that they could do as, you know, nurses or other jobs that they can, you know, manage to perform other than going straight to the service area. So that was were the reasons showing us that the ground was really, the environment was really mm-hmm. challenging. It needed some effort, urgent effort. So we called upon international partners to assist Swaziland in terms of how we can at least keep the migration at that time and then improve the service area because the health system was collapsing. And that is why we had to call for International Council of Nurses' attention to this problem. Mm-hmm. And they came and participated in a national forum to address the healthcare shortages in Swaziland and the disease burden at the workplace. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at Swaziland at that time, this was in 2004, tell us what the HIV/AIDS picture was like then, because you said that was a real big piece of it, in that not only were nurses were dealing, seeing all these patients coming in and coming in and coming in, but then they themselves had issues getting care, correct?
Yes. At that time, Swaziland was leading, and I think even now, it has not changed a bit in terms of the prevalence rate, because we're at 26% and leading overall. And then nurses
26% of the population has HIV.
Yes, of HIV positive people. And then nurses themselves are also infected and affected as well because of their immediate family members. If you are not sick as a nurse, your family member is sick. So you have to leave the service area and care for the sick person.
So the healthcare workers were looking to take care of themselves and their families. That's correct?
Healthcare workers were taking care of themselves and their family members as well. Mm-hmm. So that was also bringing another extra workload because you are a nurse today. In the after your shift, you are a nurse at home or in your community or in your, you know, environment as well. If you are not taking care of yourself, your family members, you take care of your colleague as well. So that was kind of a network of a situation.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned in your presentation how the nurses were worried about how their patients saw them.
A gloomy picture was to the effect that when you are infected or you are sick, you queue alongside with patients for medication. And the patient sees you. You are a nurse today, tomorrow you are a patient, you cure with the patient. And there was no differentiation between the nurse and the patient. So nurses felt they are uncared for and undervalued because, you know, patients, you know how patients sometimes behave when they see you, that you also suffer the same consequences. And some of them were saying they thought nurses would not get ill, and they are so surprised that, you know, HIV can also affect or infect nurses. So, and then the next day you are a nurse, you have completely lost trust and control over that patient you were caring for. So that was really desirable for a unique system that will take care for the healthcare workers, especially in the whole area around stigma and discrimination as entailed in HIV and AIDS scenario.
And so with ICN's help in garnering partners, this idea for a comprehensive clinic for healthcare workers and their families was started, correct?
It was started. ICN came on board, and then brainstorming on the concept was done with some modeling exercises that were carried through with ICN's intervention, and it gave birth to the concept of comprehensive wellness for healthcare workers. And it was piloted to see if it's working, because we were happy at that time of discovery of the concept, but we were not sure whether it was going to work or not. Then it was piloted for the whole of 2006. It was launched, and it proved to be working, and it generated interest from healthcare workers, particularly the trust component. Healthcare workers were looking for a trust, something they would rely on, which will not jeopardize their status, especially when they have tested positive, even negative. Somebody would not want to be, you know, their results to be divulged.
And the clinic has now been operating for how many years?
For 5 years. 5 years now. It's now strong and concrete on the ground with all the staff members, including doctors, nurses, psychologists, because we have seen nurses and healthcare workers coming forth now for mental related counseling. This could be also associated with the working conditions at the workplace. I'm sure they're still not satisfactory in terms of, because the country is still, you know, leading in terms of that HIV disease burden. You may find that there are a lot of patients that are still going to the same facilities for treatment, care, and support, which require the same human resource that are healthcare workers.
But you said that the clinic, since the operation of the clinic or instituting the service, you've seen a definite change in the migration of nurses.
And that is very, very important, and of course to be highlighted. It's quite a dramatic change. For the past 3 years, we have reported zero migration, which is really improving and has improved and has shown some dramatic change.
That's fabulous.
And we've seen a lot of healthcare workers coming in for services in the center, and they appreciate. It is illustrated in video, certain video concept, where they are just telling stories for themselves. Some of them had already resigned from work because of the illness, but they've gone back to work and they're fit and working.
That's fabulous. And now the clinic is also, they have clinics in Lesotho and Zambia, I believe, in Malawi, and starting one in Uganda. So your idea that came out of this crisis in your own country has really proven to not only to work there, but obviously it's now spreading across sub-Saharan Africa.
It is now spreading across. It is very satisfying to see what nurses and international partners can do to support each other and across the region. And I must say it can be replicated to other conditions as well. We see a lot of non-communicable diseases coming on board. I think if we can roll out this concept, it can really work for us as healthcare workers. But again, I must say that it also brings some element of fear in terms of sustainability, because we've put people's lives into this concept and we're treating, caring for thousands of people. It cannot stop. It cannot stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I hope it continues, and with the support of ICN and partners, and now the President's Emergency Fund on AIDS is reportedly getting involved, so hopefully it will be sustainable. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much, and thank you once again.